Lavanya Pant, she's the national organiser of 350.org. Lavanya, how are you?
I'm good, how are you? Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Now, explain to my listeners what 350.org is. Tell them about it.
Yeah, so we are originally a global organisation and we have an Australian chapter, and we are a movement, grassroots, building a grassroots movement for climate justice. And we started as, you know, we're shifting the power of fossil fuels, and we want to build a movement powerful enough to stand up to the fossil fuel industry while transferring that power to communities that are building solutions on the front lines, to First Nations communities, and in solidarity with the Global South communities as well.
And so one of the important elements is raising awareness.
Yes, it's raising awareness. We do, people form grassroots groups. That's how we build our power. And then that way people come in, we can skill them up, they find their community, and they do our campaigns in their community. And yeah, and raising awareness is very much part of being part of a local group in 350.
So the power is local, but obviously it's thinking globally.
Yes. That's right.
Okay, and so what I noticed was that the local group is doing a film screening and a meet and greet on February the 12th at the Collingwood Library. Do you want to tell people about that?
Yes, yeah, so on February, it's actually February 13th, which is the Tuesday.
Okay.
And at 6:30 p.m. at the Collingwood Library, and we are watching a documentary called Swallowed by the Sea by Al Jazeera. So 350 has two campaigns. We have our fossil free campaign, our Island Our Home campaign. So that our Island Our Home is a totally Torres Strait led campaign, and this movie follows our Torres Strait campaigner Yese Mosby on his island home of Masik, where Torres Strait Islanders are fighting against sea level rise and high tides and impacts of climate change on their land, culture, totems, and community. And this is a bit of a spoiler, but the Torres Strait Eight, it's really a story of, you know, eight leaders from eight different islands getting together and taking the Australian government to court.
Yep.
In the UN, and winning this landmark case that the UN decided that the Australian government was violating Torres Strait Islanders' human rights by not acting on climate change and not doing all in their power to helping them adapt to climate change. So it was a landmark ruling which has so many implications for people, Indigenous people and islanders around the world. So that's what we're going to be watching. And that is all actually like a pre-event for, we're doing a bigger storytelling tour, so which is going to be on March 6th at Hope Street Radio in Collingwood Yard, where Yese is going to actually come down, and we're also bringing together traditional owners from Gudandji country in the Northern Territory who are facing fracking corporations in their communities. So to link those stories of fossil fuel extraction and climate impact and First Nations resistance to those. And so that's going to be a really big event. And so this event, if people want to come on February 13th to Collingwood Library and watch the movie, have a yarn about, and we'll have a discussion, we'll have pizza and rice paper rolls. And if people want to come down, have a discussion and get involved and see how they want to be involved in helping us organise the storytelling tour, that would be great. Everyone is welcome.
So tell me more about the storytelling tour. So you say it's on March the 6th. I'll have to warn you that on your website it says March the 7th, so you might want to change that.
Yes, we have changed that. We've had a last-minute venue change. So luckily not many people have got word of it yet. So if anyone did buy a ticket, it has been changed to March 6th and into a different venue, which is Hope Street Radio at Collingwood Yard. And so the storytelling tour, we're bringing together those two traditional owners and weaving our stories, it's called. And it's really about, bringing those stories of fossil fuel extraction and climate impacts and seeing how the First Nations people are impacting and their resistance. But also we're going to have a panel, which is TBC, of people afterwards doing a talk. We're going to have some performers, and there will be art, there will be food. It's going to be outdoors at the Collingwood Yards, and it's going to be really beautiful. And, and that is one place where people can come, hear about our campaign, hear the stories. It's really, we're trying to focus on the storytelling aspect, not just the science, not just the science of the emissions, but the storytelling, how, people are impacted. And, so it's a really a little bit more transformative than just understanding the science, like, and coming to the realization of why we should stand in solidarity with First Nations communities and the Global South communities, and that we can't win without standing in solidarity with those communities.
It's fantastic that they're able to come. Traditional owners from the Torres Strait and Tiwi Islands are coming down here to talk to people.
Yes, and they're going to be travelling to Brisbane, Sydney, and then also going to WOMAD. So it's like a really big tour that they're doing, going to be reaching thousands of people. So it's very exciting.
Tell my listeners where they can find out the information and get tickets, because there's donation prices and et cetera, et cetera.
Yes, so the tickets will be on our website, so which is 350.org.au, and also on our Instagram. If you want to give us a follow, it's 350.org.au as well is the Instagram handle, and on our link tree you can find the tickets. And then we have a free ticket for, it's a sliding scale, so there's a free ticket and a $20 donation ticket and a $30 solidarity ticket. So the $20 covers the cost of the event, and the $30 is you helping someone else come to the event.
Yeah, and just to give people a heads up, if you want to go and find out more about this, go down to the community, the Collingwood Library, on February the 13th at what time? 6 o'clock?
Yeah, it's from 6:30.
6:30, perfect. Mm-hmm. Thanks very much for talking to us this morning, Lavanya.
No worries, thanks for having me.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you for your work.